This chazar zechen nishbach chazrashag. Remember, Yehudim zechen sederim daf yud beis. Rabbi Bechamer asks a question whether one who says that an item should be like meat of a shlomim whose blood was already offered and is therefore mortar to be eaten as at this point, does the item become aser because he has in mind the meat before the blood was offered, or is it mortar because he has in mind the meat after the blood was offered? The Gemara now says that we can answer this based on a brisa. The brisa says the proper way for an item to take effect through comparison to another item is as follows. If a person says that he will not eat meat or drink wine like the day that his father or his Rebbe passed away, or like the day that Gedaliah ben Achikam was killed, or like the day on which he saw Yerushalayim in his destruction, so it becomes usur for him to drink wine or eat the meat. Now Shmuel explained that this is true only if he had made a neder on those particular days not to eat meat and drink wine. Now presumably the case here is where he's standing on his father's yahrzeit and says that today should be usur like on the day that his father passed away. The neder through association takes effect even though there have been many yahrzeits since the death on which he did eat meat and he did drink wine. Still the comparison makes it usur as a neder. We see that the people have in mind the initial state way back when on the day that his father passed away and not the later mutter state, meaning all the years in between on the yard sites where he did eat meat. The Gemara says maybe that Shmuel meant that the neder takes effect only if he had previously made a neder that he will not eat meat or drink wine on every yard site. It's only in that case that the neder through comparison will take effect. So the Gemara, Ravina said, a Mishnah says, if someone says that items should be to him like the chalas of Aharon, or like the truma of Aharon, it does not make the items usur through a neder, because chala and truma are not themselves usur through a neder. This suggests that if someone says items should be to him like the truma or like the chalas of a toida, the items would become usur through that comparison. Now, typically, these chalas of a toida come about after the offering of the blood. They're first separated after the blood is offered, at which time they're mutter to eat. Still, we are taught that a comparison to them makes the items usur through a neder. This means that the person makes the comparison, who's making the comparison, has in mind the chalas before the blood is offered. This should answer the question of Rabbi Bechamer. The Gemara says we should understand the implication of the Mishnah as saying that if a person compares an item to the Trumas Halishka, the item becomes usur with a neder. However, comparison to the Chalas of a Toida would not create a neder, and this is included in the terms of Truma and Chala of Aharon stated in the first part of the Mishnah. We can also say that comparison to the Chalas of the Toida make a neder because it's possible for the separation of the Chalas to the Kayan to take place before the blood of the Toida is offered as well. It can be separated while it's still dough. We find that this is permitted to do. So we would not be able to answer Rami Bachama from this. Maybe we can say that the subject of Rami Bachama's question is actually a matter of machlokes between Tanoim. A brisa says, if someone says that an item should be usur to him like a bechor, so Rabbi Yaakov says the item becomes usur through a neder, and Rabbi Yehuda says it remains mutter. It would seem that the case is where there's a piece of bechor meat lying there, and the person says that this other item should be to him like that piece of bechor meat, which is mutter to be eaten at that point in time. So now, if so, the machlokes would seem to be whether we say the person had in mind to compare to the bechor meat in its mutter state, or in its initial usur state. Mara says, no, it may be that everyone agrees that the person has in mind the bechor before the offering of the blood, when the meat is usur. The machlokes may be whether comparing something to a bechor, which itself is not usur through a neder, can make something else usur through a neder via comparison. Rabbi Yehuda would dash in the pasuk to teach that since the bechor itself is not usur via neder, it can't serve as the basis to make something else usur through a neder. Rabbi Yaakov dashes an extra word in the pasuk to teach that although a bechor is not usur through a neder, it may still serve as the basis of a neder through comparison. The Gemara says Rabbi Yehuda would use the extra words, because what would he use them for? So he would use them to teach that a chatas and an oshem can serve as the basis of a neder through comparison. The reason he rather dashed the pasuk in this way as opposed to bechor is because a chatas and oshem only become kadosh through making a neder on the animals, whereas a bechor becomes kadosh meirechem as it leaves the womb, and therefore it would be totally it has no association at all with a neder, and therefore it can serve as the basis to make something else usur via a neder.